Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You know, all these storms can wreak havoc on a lot of things, and it can still take a toll on your car. If you got any problems at all, especially as this stuff continues to roll through this week, you take that car, truck, or van that you love so much, the thing that gets you around, to the pros at Expert Car Care. Rob, that's X-P-E-R-T. I'm a poet, and I know it.
That's right, Mark. Expert Car Care. You already know, Mark, they offer free inspections, and they also will guarantee you the lowest prices in town. Best of all, to get you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day. I saw it work firsthand when I got new brakes.
X-P-E-R-T Car Care, Expert Car Care. They service everything. They know what they're doing. They got it going on. They're big time. Whether it's something as small as a wiper blade or something as major as replacing an entire engine or transmission. And if you mention these two fine-looking cats that you're currently watching on ParkerAndTheMan.com, or at least you should be, something good will happen to you.
That's right, Mark. All you got to do is say Parker and the Man, and not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, it's better than that. You could also get a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
It's over $100 know-how. $100 in savings just for saying Parker and the Man. It's Expert Car Care. Mike, Brian, the great people over there. Right there, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, and right there, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Right there. Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yep.
Go get Expert Car Care.
You know, there's a thing, Brad Ausmus, that you'll learn as you continue in your managerial ship, or however long it lasts, called losing with class. You can lose with class. You're allowed to do that.
Class act, buddy.
Well, since the guy played for the Padres, this is why I was laughing. You stay classy, San Diego. That's why I was laughing at it. Brad Ausmus.
Look at that shot.
You stay classy, San Diego.
Oh, that's rain.
Pouring in Cleveland. No game tonight at the Indians Field, Progressive Field.
And guess where the Tigers are going next?
To Cleveland, man. In fact, good news. They start a 9-game road trip.
After this, after getting tanked at a
good news. That's tomorrow. After tomorrow.
All right, 248-848-1130. Are you still, you got faith in Brad Ausmus? What do you make of his comments today?
I beat my wife.
And the Tigers in general. And is this our buddy Greg?
It's Greg. What's up?
First of all, you should have never got the job in the first place. I said that before the season even started to my friends. I said, I don't know why they're giving him. I texted, what's his name this morning? I said, you gave the keys to a Ferrari, and he turned it into an Edsel.
You know who Rob wanted, the Tiger manager? You know who his first gut reaction was? We did the podcast, Greg, who his first gut reaction was to be the Tiger manager. Speaking of guys who have, you know, open mouth, insert foot. Ozzie Guillen.
And you know why?
You know what? Rob, no kidding. That's who I wanted, too.
And I told, and I made my, Greg, this was my, I said this. A, he's won a World Series, okay? He makes everybody accountable and calls people out. And number three, in that clubhouse, he's friends with Miggy, right? And all the Latin players love. They have mad respect for this guy. That was the guy I wanted. That was the guy I wanted.
I wanted Lloyd McClendon. He wanted.
Ozzie. And my buddy told me, "Why would you want him?" I said, "Because first of all, I said, look at all the Latin players you got. First of all, and second of all, I said, at least he holds players accountable on how they play.
Yes, he does.
Behind when he does, but this boy here, no matter how bad they play, he sits there." And just looked blankly into the camera. Like, well, we played pretty good today.
Right. But, or know, Verlander had good stuff. Like, every time he said the same thing, Verlander had good stuff today. Dude, you really?
Know, you never saw Jim Leland take things like this. You know, when you played stanky, Jim Leland would get on the TV and say, they played lousy. We're going to hold people accountable. Nobody's holding anybody accountable for the way they're playing. It's ridiculous.
And Greg, I want an open apology from you. Okay, because you called up on them after they swept the Kansas City Royals in Kansas City one weekend when I talked about them, and you called up and you shoved it in my face and told me that.
I called you because you said it was a big series in April.
I got you.
And I'm looking at the calendar in April.
But will you now admit? Will you now? I guess my point is, I wasn't pulling the Kansas City Royals out of thin air. Would you now give me some credit that I was out front on the Kansas City Royals?
I give you credit that they're winning. I will give you more credit if they win the division.
I'm going to tell you, they are going to win a division.
I still think the Indians will win it.
Then I'll tell you, because first of all, you know, they haven't won anything since George Brett. So, you know, and listen, what's their longest winning streak in 20 years?
What 20 years. What we, it was 14 back in 94.
Hey, Greg, what did we just see last year? What did we just see last year? The Pittsburgh Pirates made the made the playoffs for the first time in how many years? 20?
Since Jim Leland.
I'm trying to tell you that this is these
but
teams have
City,
come.
But Kansas City's had better ball clubs than the Pittsburgh Pirates.
No, I'm telling you right now, if you look at what they have, pitching, starting pitching, bullpen, defense, and all you need is timely hitting. You don't need mashers. You don't need to score 10 runs. When you have good pitching, you don't need 10 runs to win. Hear what I'm saying? This team is going to win the division.
But I'm still saying the Tiger pitching is not going to be that bad outside of Verlander. You're not going to get 11 runs off of Scherzer.
Outside of Verlander? Listen to what you're saying.
Outside of your ace, the top of your rotation?
Outside of Verlander?
Yeah, but Verlander's done nothing.
All right, but my point is you really expect to win.
That doesn't affect your club?
You don't think that you're not having your number one horse,
Greg,
and you think it's okay and you're still going to win the division without Verlander? It ain't going to happen.
You're going to have to pitch around him.
No, you can't pitch around him.
Pitch around what?
He's your guy.
With who? No, Chad Smith? Who was called? You want Chad Smith to take his place?
Greg, listen to what you're saying, Greg. It doesn't make sense.
Dude, don't start that number, Greg. Too much respect, my man, to have you say, other than Verlander.
Or we'll pitch around him. If you
don't
think,
do it.
It's just like if I were to tell you Miggy's not going to play the rest of the year or be stinky, you really think you're going to win a division? You won't win.
No. But Miggy's a different story.
No, he's not. Verlander's the same way.
Greg, come on. But you got to be cool, man. Don't do it. If you're going to fail, you fail with Justin Verlander.
Mark, I want to ask you a question. When he goes out to pitch side, do you have the confidence you used to have?
Absolutely not. In fact, I dread Verlander hitting the mound now.
You know, I see him go out there, and I say, you know what? He might do you more good in a bullpen than he's doing starting right now.
That is not going to happen. There's one option.
Not going to make too much money.
There's one option.
Now, look at it. I mean, I'm looking at it this way.
Gregory.
I'm not going to be able to trade him, because somebody's going to take it.
G-Man, there's one option. It's 15-day DL. They need to DL the guy. Find an injury.
I know you heard said that the other day, and I was listening to you. But he's
and I'll say it until they do it.
You know what? You know why he's not going to do it? The same reason why he shouldn't need him. He is scared of Justin Verlander.
Well, that may be. There may be some fear for your. You know what?
And he's getting bombed, and he looked at him like, "What are you coming out here?" It reminds me of that movie with the little kid that became the manager of the Minnesota Twins.
Right.
Came out there to take out the pitcher, and the pitcher looked at him and said, "What do you want?"
Right. Well, that was actually thanks, Greg. That was Little Big League. I think.
Yeah, that was the movie.
His grandfather dies as Jason Robards, and he takes over the Twins.
Yep.
Manages the
funny
Twins.
Funny movie.
It was pretty good. It's one of the better kid baseball movies. All right, we got to do this, that, and the other thing. We got a sports wrap coming up. 248-848-1130. More on this in the 8 o'clock hour. It's a big deal. The Brad Ausmus comments and where the Tigers have fallen to, and the Verlander stuff is just. We didn't even. You know what? Verlander and Max should thank their lucky stars this stuff happens, because we don't talk about them. Sports Night with Parker and Amanda. Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
I want the roll. I'll take the roll. That looks good. Why don't you eat your roll, EP? Should have your. Oh, you had two rolls? I'll eat your roll since we have no pizza tonight. I'm eating the roll.
Are you eating EP's roll?
I'm
going to
have a roll.
You're eating EP's roll?
So all I want is a little nibble. I had this tuna sandwich earlier. I'll have the roll. That's all.
I'm not eating anybody's roll. I want my own roll.
Let's do a quick sports wrap here. Hit me.
Time for a sports wrap. Is my mic on?
I don't know.
Time for
sports. Mine?
Oh, yeah, okay. I can't see. Time for a sports wrap. His name, the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cutthroat 7 Mile Road.
All right, we're dealing with it right now. Tigers lose again, 2-1. That's 3 straight to the Royals.
It's been a month.
It's actually more than a month because of all those missed days. Game and a half back of Kansas City.
Ooh.
Royals. Jeez. Tigers at 36-32. Alex Gordon, there's a reason why he's the best outfielder in at least the American League, if not baseball. Great catch today that preserved everything for Jeremy Guthrie, who went 6 2/3 and struck out 9. Twice he got V-Mart, and that's only happened one other time this season. Miguel Cabrera, let me just say this real quick. Do you know what he's hitting as a DH in his history, in his career? 250. He's at 251, I believe, is the number. 251.
A lot
hitter.
Of guys don't want to DH for that reason. Right. They say you're not in the game. It feels like, Mark, four individual pinch hitting. That's what it feels
like. He almost shouldn't do it. He needs to either play the field and hit or not. I mean, I know I'm taking it away from Miguel, but. Omar Infante has had a killer series. Eight ribbies in the series in three games against his former team. He had a home run today, his fourth of the season in the fifth inning. J.D. Martinez, the only run off Guthrie, a seventh inning solo shot. Drew Smyly didn't pitch poorly. Seven innings, seven hits, two runs, zero walks, six Ks. But he didn't pitch a shutout today. So, you know, what can you do when you score one? Tomorrow it's Anibal Sanchez and Danny Duffy to end the series. And then the Tigers head out for nine on the road, starting in Cleveland. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker Demand presented to you by Sporty Cuts. World Cup soccer in Brazil. The U.S., of course, off till Sunday. It's finished. It's full time now in the Croatia-Cameroon game. The Croats, who are getting ready for another big naked pool party, blew out Cameroon 4-0. Mario Mandzukic with two goals, and I think he was the lead guy in the naked pool party the other day. The Dutch beat Australia 3-2, and Chile ends the defending champions' run. That's two straight losses for Spain. They lose 2-0, and there's no way now Spain can advance, so there will be a new winner in the World Cup no matter what happens. Parade and rally literally going on as we speak in San Antonio on the Riverwalk for the Spurs' fifth title in the Pop Duncan era. The rally will start at 10 o'clock at the Alamo Dome.
4,000 people showing up with their cowboy boots.
Only 4,000, you think, in San Antonio? Other baseball in the AL this afternoon, the Orioles shut out the Rays 2-0. How Joe Maddon is still there, I have no idea. Red Sox over the Twins 2-1. They got back-to-back, call it a back-to-back walk-off 10th at Fenway. Big Poppy with a homer, and then Mike Napoli with the actual walk-off in the 10th inning to beat Minnesota 2-1. A's over the Rangers 4-2. Sonny Gray is 7-3. Indians, Angels postponed with the same rain we've gotten. They've got it now in Cleveland. Yankees over the Jays in the 4th inning now 1-0. Interleague Series, Chris Sale is 6-1. White Sox beat the Giants 7-6. Nationals lead the Astros 1-0 3rd. Mariners, Padres will go at 10-10. National League, the Phillies beat the Braves 10-5. Cubs over the Marlins 6-1. Mets over the Cards at the new Bush, 3-2. Third inning in Pittsburgh at PNC. The Reds lead the Pirates 3-0. PGA Travelers begins tomorrow morning in Cromwell, Connecticut. Sergio Garcia, Zach Johnson, Brent Snedeker, Matt Kuchar, Bubba Watson. Pretty good field, actually. Brian Stewart from Oakland University will tee off at 12:20. Not a bad field, considering it's a week after the U.S. Open. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. So here we are in the 8 o'clock hour. It's a Wednesday night. It's a Shadow League Wednesday. You can always check the Shadow League at shadowleague.com. Rob writes for the Shadow League. We got, what's his name? Ali Dubois?
No.
Denoir? He's coming up tonight.
Right?
I always get his name because it's that French.
It's
name.
Right.
That I know will screw up and Americanize and make it stupid. And I'm sure he probably, good. He beat phonetically. Denoir,
right.
Ali Denoir.
So we'll have him on about 8:50 tonight. Also, Mark.
Sean's telling you should be a ballet dancer.
No, I don't
Ali Denoir.
I don't think his wife wants him to be a ballet dancer.
In the Belgium Dance Company.
But also, a little news about the Redskins today. We get into that as well.
Yeah, the patent office for the second time.
Well, but it's not just that, Mark.
Says they're taking away the Redskins'
They
patent.
Have traction. This is going
to
happen.
We'll
get to that. We'll talk about that coming up as well.
Because there's a court issue with this as well. So it's just obvious everybody wants the damn Redskins' name to be changed. Just change the name. Will you please find something else? Mark, Dan Snyder, just change it. Nobody cares anymore.
It's in the same city where they changed the Bullets to Wizards.
Washington.
Why is it such a big deal? I don't even get it. What are people, Mark, are people going to be up and on? Oh, my, you can't change the name of the Redskins.
You know what? Make it, go back to an iconic Washington sports name. It's not being used.
Generals.
No, the Senators.
Senators.
The Washington Senators. You know what they'll say now? No, because people don't have a good view of the Senate.
Right, they only have a 35% approval rating.
Approval rating.
Well, but the Redskins, with their losing over the last, they only got a 20% approval rating.
It's not much better for Robert Griffin III and the rest of that, Kirk Cousins and the rest. Today, and cooler heads will prevail on this, I'm sure. Something has to happen. Brad Ausmus needs to be. There's guys who've said lesser things that have been suspended in the game. And there's too much traction on it. And it's giving the Tigers a little bit of a black eye.
What did I say to you about when we did our little pre-show meeting. That comment is so old that a guy in 2014 with an Ivy League education would go that route. I said, Mark, it reminded me of something that Leo DeRocher.
You said Leo DeRocher.
Who would have said that with the Brooklyn Dodgers in the 40s or 50s.
Guys, let me tell you what I do if we lose a game. I go home and beat my wife.
Right. That's something that you would.
Sad part is DeRocher actually did.
But, Mark, that was. Come on, that's not funny.
No, it's not. But it's all part of the folly that is this comment.
But you know what, Mark? I don't know, because don't forget, I don't remember Bobby from the Braves. Oh, God.
Bobby Cox?
Bobby Cox. Yeah. He beat up his wife
down the stairs.
Dragged her down the stairs by her hair.
Yeah, documented.
You know what happened that year, Mark? He got a contract extension, Bobby Cox, that year. So you telling me that they're going to do anything, they're not going to do anything. I'm telling you. You just remember that now, don't you? Police were called to Bobby Cox's
house. It was a terrible story. There was pictures, supposedly. So in a day where there wasn't a camera at every corner on every phone, somebody had some weird picture. I don't know if it was her in the hospital or something, but she allowed a picture to be taken that got out there. Maybe someone at the hospital staff.
For it to be that bad, for them to call the police and for them to come respond to the house, it's bad. She felt she was in danger.
Look, baseball has always been pretty good about taking the lead on some issues. And I'm not saying you got to go out there now and give a million. Well, it'd be nice, Brad. Maybe you should give something to some of these shelters that take in battered women. That would be terrific. Whatever you can do to help now would be nice. Look, you put it out there, Brad. You set the meeting. I always use this phrase now. Nobody told you to say it. I got a couple of texts. You know, you got to be really careful what you say to somebody who is quite offended by it. And since I've had to deal with women I've known who've been in those situations, I get personally offended by a comment like that. But I'm not trying. Look, no one knows. I'm not a prude. I'm not prudy about stuff. I get when jokes are flippant. I certainly have made them myself. But on that kind of a stage, when you've asked people to put a camera in front of you,
I told you
and set up this podium so I can have my comments known that you can write about them, you can view them on FSD live.
Wasn't it just last week I was telling you I got called to the principal's office about Jay-Z marrying Beyonce? And what did I say? Why buy the cow if the milk's free? There were women at ESPN executives who weren't happy. Nothing happened like that.
And that sounds like a very innocuous comment, right?
Right.
Well, I beat my wife is
it's
pretty
totally different.
Four words that I would never use.
Exactly.
And that Brad Ausmus decided to use. So here's my point. Somebody said to me, you got to lighten up. I love the phrase, you got to lighten up.
Oh, you're a pansy. You're a pansy.
Are you prude?
You're prude and you're part of this politically correct. I hate this politically correct world.
We can't joke anymore.
Right.
We can't joke about beating our wives anymore.
We can't have
what kind of world do I live in?
I can't even tell racist jokes anymore.
Right. You know, my dad used to.
Right, we sit around the house talking about black people.
Yeah, around the house.
Right.
Hey, Brad, if you're around the house,
you can say whatever you want.
Let me tell you, your beautiful kids and your wife, and you think that's acceptable, try that joke in front of her. See how it plays. Hey, honey, guess what I'm going to do today? I'm going to talk about beating my wife. What do you think? You good? Couch? Sure. Give me the blanket and the pillow. Or maybe not even that.
He was safe at the plate. I don't know.
But here's the thing. My response has always been this. Guess what? Don't make the comment, and I don't got to lighten up.
248-848-1130. And
if you don't make the comment, I don't have to talk about it tonight.
And the other part, too, and I guess we should really look at it as well, is, Mark, I know I said it. Where are you on him as a manager, though? Put it all together. Just step aside for 1 minute today. What you've seen from this team.
What
you've seen from this team. His reaction to this whole thing. And don't you believe, I don't care. I believe Jim Leland is sitting there somewhere in Pittsburgh saying, and they pushed me out, okay? And they didn't want me anymore, and now look at this. You didn't see anything like this in the years that he was here, Mark, with the talent. And is this the same team? No, it's not the same team. But should they be this bad, Mark? No, they should not be this bad. And for people who say, you can't blame Brad Ausmus. He doesn't play. You can't have it both ways.
I think there's some that say you can't blame Ausmus yet.
You can't. Why? What's yet?
Because we're 60 games in.
Mark, they were 27-12. Were people giving him credit or saying, I can't give Brad Ausmus credit?
I heard some that said that. I know they're 27-12. I'm not going crazy. I'm not going to have a parade yet.
But most people didn't say that. Most people were like, oh, man, he's such a smart guy.
I think they were proud that Dombrowski had found a guy that they thought was going to be the next great manager. I think they thought they found their Mike Matheny or their
Messiah. They thought they got a Messiah.
You know, there was a lot to like if you had to have this guy.
It's not about liking. And you know, we talk about this all the time.
I'm talking about liking in the managerial sense. Okay. Not whether or not he's good looking and all that. I'm saying in the managerial sense, he had spent his time in the majors. A catcher is usually pretty good at this. He was around Joe Torre. He made a big deal about Torre, how he sat next to Torre on the bench in Los Angeles and learned a lot from Joe. That Joe Torre taught him all he knows.
When did he sit up? When was he on the Dodgers bench?
Right at the end of Torre's regime. He was the catcher with the Dodgers.
Oh, catcher. Okay, yeah. He was, mm-hmm. he was never a coach. That's
no,
right.
no, but
okay.
he felt like one because
okay,
he wasn't
okay.
playing a whole
all
lot.
Right, right, okay, I got
so,
you.
And I do remember this. They've actually showed the shot. Torre's sitting on the bench, and who's sitting right next to him? Brad Ausmus when
well,
he wasn't playing.
Torre needed somebody to rub his knees, you know, from all those years catching.
So it looked like he had the bloodline to do the thing, and if you ask me where on June 18th on 2014 do I stand on Brad Ausmus, and now I got to get past the comment from today because I do think he should take time off now. In his first year, he should be scolded, naughty, naughty, hit, slapped in the wrist and go take a week. I say a week. You say one game would be good for you. And lose a little money in the process, and donate that money to shelters for battered women. Okay, let's not have a party with the money. Let's go donate that money he saves when he's fined.
What is he doing? What's going on?
He's watching the Pittsburgh Cincinnati game. What are you seeing?
What has he done? Can you tell me?
They did a replay, and it was obvious that he missed the tag, the catcher.
All right, Clint
and
Hurdle's
now Clint
out
Hurdle's
there.
Out, and now the people say you can't argue anymore. He's arguing even after it was overturned. Dude, he was safe as anything, Mark. The replay is clear. The catcher never put the tag down. Here it is. I just want you to look at this. I mean,
Pittsburgh is trailing Cincinnati.
He should be out, right? The ball's there, whatever. But look at the catcher's backing away. Did he ever touch him? He never touched him.
No. Did he still call him out?
Yes, but it was overturned.
Well, I thought the play today was a mistake. I thought that they never even challenged it in the Royals-Tigers game.
Well,
was
the bang-bang at first?
No, it was the slide play.
I didn't see it.
I forget it now. I should have written it down. But I thought that one. Well, I want to get, before we get to anything else, because we do have the Shadow League thing.
And also we want to talk about this Redskins thing.
We'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour. How about that? Because I want this comment that Greg made about Verlander. And I know we seem to beat up Verlander, but you're just back. And what he did the other night, when you think that you just lost a couple of games before today with your two aces.
Oh, no, both got hammered.
Being jokers instead of aces. Hammer time. You know what, Max? It's sad, huh? You got to pitch every fifth day? That beautiful first complete game, get off the Schneid shutout you had, long gone when you gave up 10 runs to the Royals.
Long gone? Nobody
10 runs.
10 earned runs.
I didn't see the stat, but I got to believe that he's got to be one of the I don't know how many guys have done this.
Go from a shutout to up
to a 10-run outing?
Yeah.
History of the game?
You know what, Mark? That's probably a pretty good
probably not too many guys have done that. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker the Man. Detroit's 1130 WDFM The Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFM The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
I will say this about the Kansas City Royals with cheese. I really like that blue road uniform, the top when they had the blue one, like today. Isn't it sweet? I want one. I want a number 22. Someone get me this.
What?
A number 22 Don Wakamatsu.
I remember him.
Wakamatsu, Royals road blue jersey. Well, he's one of the coaches for the Royals with Ned Yost.
He's the manager with
Seattle. He was also 30 years ago in the College World Series a big stud for the University of Texas. 30 years ago, I believe.
He's Asian,
in 84.
Right? He was the first.
Yeah, he's
Asian
kind of combo deal.
Is he?
Yeah.
Does that mean I get a drink and fries with him?
Yes, you get a drink and fries with Don Wakamatsu.
You said he was a combo.
I like the name Wakamatsu in the 22. But I remember him, I was in Omaha when he was a player at the University of Texas, and he was a big stud for the Longhorns. 30 years ago, I think it was 84 in the University of Texas.
I
might have played with Roger Clemens.
I wasn't born then. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. You weren't born at 30. Like, that would be where you choose to start your thing.
Yeah, right.
The people think you're not 30 yet.
I'm sorry.
248-848-1130. The Verlander thing, too. Just, dude, I got to tell you. I don't know what to say anymore. Except 15-day DL this guy.
But no.
There's nothing else to do with Justin Verlander. You got nothing left.
But see, Greg is your typical Tiger fan and these uninformed other guys, Mark, that you can win without Verlander. Like, really? You can win without Verlander?
Oh, Lord, no.
You can't win without Verlander. There's no winning without Justin Verlander. End of story. And starting next year, you got 28 large for 5 years.
How many large?
28 million. The contract kicks in 2015.
Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie, is right.
So the people that are out there that want to believe that Kate Upton has ruined him.
Oh, stop.
Or he got ruined with whatever.
Everybody has a girlfriend and a wife. Stop it with that.
Yeah, they ain't her.
Well, she's like everybody else.
No, she's not.
She puts on her panties the same way.
And then she goes on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
That's okay.
None of us is ever, even as beautiful, she never made the cover of SI.
That's okay.
Keith, you're on Sports Night with Parker the Man. Hi, Keith.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Doing great. What's up, buddy?
Man, you guys are just too cool. I swear, watching
too
online.
Too cool for school.
Huh?
Watching online and listening to you guys is just, that. It's just so cool.
I'm waving to you, Keith.
There you go.
Hey, I think, Mark, I know you guys are both on this, but Mark, you really seem upset about the comments that Austin has made.
What did you think when you first heard about
him? I am. I'm not doing it for radio fodder either.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I can tell. It just sounds like you...
I've dealt with women who've been through it. I don't think it's a funny thing.
Mark's
I've never said it ever.
To pick up the pieces. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, I understand. But, I mean, people say this, but it's almost like you can't make any mistakes, and it was a dumb mistake. Obviously, he shouldn't have said that.
But, Keith, I'm not saying we should kill the guy now. I'm just saying he needs to pay for the mistake. He has a knee jerk. He said the words. My knee jerk was fire the guy. Then I thought I cooled off. I'm literally at home, saw it, and I said to myself, okay, fine, I'm good. You can keep your job, but you got to pay for it somehow. Fine, and a suspension of some magnitude. That's what I believe.
Right, and see, I just think that, to me, all these things, depending on what you say, obviously he's married and he's got a wife, and hopefully he's in a good marriage, and he caught himself after he thought about it.
He did, which is the only thing preventing me from saying he should be fired.
Yeah, but, I mean, we react. I mean, God, a guy makes one mistake like that saying something, and it's bad.
No, Keith, this is
not a mistake.
Keith, let me say this to you. It's not – I'm with you. I don't think he should lose his job. I think they should
be – I don't think he should be fine, Rob.
No, he should be. Let me tell you why, Keith. Let me tell you why.
Well, let me just say one thing, Rob, too, before you say that. I just think if you do something a second time, now you're on punishment or probation.
No. You know why, Keith? Here you go. This is not Keith at home with his friends. You got a uniform. What, Keith, you don't walk around with a uniform that says Detroit on the front. Do you understand? You represent the city, the organization. There comes a code that goes with it when you represent other people. People don't understand that. You're not Brad Ausmus, Joe Regular, right? At the grocery store with your buddies or at the bar. You represent that organization every time. That's why, Keith, when people get picked up for drunk driving or anything.
Hold on, Rob. Keith, you work, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not being, you may not. But you had a job at some point. If you're working now, God bless you. You go to your job. Do you think it's appropriate at any time to use that phrase
you
at
said
your job?
That, you said that at your job. You'd be in HR and you'd be in trouble.
No, I don't.
No? Okay. Maybe you work in a place that doesn't care. Okay. That's fine.
I work in an office. I'm just saying if I said, I went home and beat my wife, I might say, I'm just kidding. You
okay,
know, a lot
good
of
luck
things
with that.
Probably not. You shouldn't joke about. But I think.
Let me tell you.
But even you hesitated.
But wait a minute.
A difference between saying what you just said at your workplace and if you and I go out for a beer.
Well, let me tell you this. At a big company I worked at, a young guy sent a text to a female employee saying that she had beautiful lips. Who then ran to HR.
Just that was it. Nothing swearing,
no
picture of
about,
anything.
About her lips. Went to HR. The dude was dismissed. And I'm just telling you, some companies do not accept it because they're on the hook, Keith. You know what I mean?
I hear you. But
they're on the hook. And that's what you got to understand. That's what companies aren't going to put up with. Ask people why Isaiah Thomas can't get back in the league. How come
that's like harassment. I mean, we're talking kind of indirectly the same thing, but these are two different things.
You're talking about physically abusing a woman. I'm telling you, if some woman overhears that conversation at the workplace, that this guy's going around boasting or just talking about beating his wife as if it's no big deal. She could go in and have a complaint.
Hey, dude, Keith, set a standard for yourself. Say to yourself, there's certain things you're cool with, certain things you're not. We all know we can draw the line. It depends where we are.
It's, right, and circumstance.
There's a phrase that says a time and a place.
Yep.
That was not the time nor the place.
Right. There are some things you say depending on how you said it. Like he said something he shouldn't have said, but it wasn't. He could have said it a lot worse, right?
I'm an old guy, dude, and I've never said the phrase "I go home and beat my wife for anything."
I mean, if he said, "I go home after a loss," if he said, "I go home and just beat the heck out of her until she screams," I mean, you know, if he went on and on, elaborated on it, you know what I mean? He said it kind of real quick, and then he even thought about it.
Oh, I get it. I'm not stupid. I know he said, "I beat my wife," huh? You know.
We're just so hard on everybody so quickly. It's like, God, a guy makes one little thing. It's like, okay, bad move. Now, who should fine him?
No, but
the Tigers or Major League Baseball?
I wish both would do it.
Well, I think the Tigers. The Tigers should issue a statement that what he said was a mistake. The Tigers in no way ever condone the beating of a woman and the flip
right.
language of joking of such a horrific problem in this country. Whether it's one of our dirty little secrets, Keith, that people don't talk about. Plenty of women get beat up constantly, and they still live at home, and they still got to try to make it work because there's nowhere else to go. It's a dirty little secret,
hey, Keith,
and we still laugh about it.
Right at the same press conference, he didn't do it not thinking about what it means. He said right after it, I don't want to make light of battered women.
He knows why.
You know what? I think he is so overwhelmed, like you guys said. You know,
might be, Keith. You might be right. He's overwhelmed.
I think that question caught him off guard, and he tried to be kind of...
No, I said it earlier, Keith. I don't know if you were listening. Keith, I don't know if you were listening, but it was a baseball question at a baseball press conference.
No, they said when he goes home, they weren't really asking him a baseball
question. No, they were asking, yes, how do you handle losing when you go home?
You know what he could have said? He could have said, you know what I do? I watch... Game of Thrones, and I just put it on, and
I didn't do that, Rob.
No, I'm just saying, what do you do to get away from it? He could have said, "I just watch my favorite show," or get away from it all. You know what I mean?
I'm good.
Now, what about you guys? Mark said he didn't like wife beater.
No, that term. That's a bad.
No, I didn't say I don't believe.
Keith, do you think that's an acceptable term?
I think it's hilarious because it came from that show, Cops, and I don't even watch the show. And then someone said, yeah, the guy had a wife beater on. It was some story he was telling me.
It makes me seem too remedial to say it, I
right.
guess.
No, but that's where it came from. That's where it got popularized, no doubt about it.
I think it's funny. I think most people, at least in the office, now we do say that, or it's come up before. So, Mark, I don't know, man. I know you kind of got that history of something with, you know, women getting beaten.
I've been around a couple that have really gone through the ringer, Keith. I'm just telling you I have. So.
And that's how things are, depending on what somebody says. It affects everybody differently, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. It does.
I mean, it does.
Well, that's why.
That's why I have a problem with being fined. You can just pick and choose.
Okay, that's your opinion. That's cool.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
All right. Well, Keith, we appreciate your support. Thanks, bud.
You know what? It's Noah. Go for it,
go ahead,
man.
Noah, we missed you. What happened?
Way behind.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, good. I just got done serving my suspension.
Okay, just move forward, Noah. Just go forward. You know where we are. You know what you need to do. You know what you need not to do. And just be yourself. We love to have you on the show.
You want me to be myself? I'll get a lifetime ban.
No, don't be yourself like that. You know what the rules are on radio, so you already know that.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'll get the Steve Howe lifetime ban, and it'll be seven times. Hey, a little levity with Brad Osmus. Do you know what 100 women in the show?
Stop.
No. There's kind of like...
No, but don't say that joke on the air.
Do you know the joke?
Yeah, I know the joke. Don't say that on the air. Come on.
Not bad.
Don't say the joke. It defeats the purpose of what we're talking about. Don't say the joke.
Why would you even do a joke?
Let me just... Noah, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you a question.
What?
Where are you on Brad Osmus and the team and what's going on? Do you still have confidence in him? Or did Dave Dombrowski make a mistake by hiring an inexperienced manager for a team that was supposed to win the World Series?
I don't know, man. His previous resume was he coached the Israeli international team for a year.
I know. That was it.
But
right.
They do have the all-kosher team with Ian Kinsler and Max Scherzer and him. So, you know, mazel tov. But, I don't know if that I would have hired him. You know what I mean?
All right. We appreciate it. I'm glad you're back on the stick. All right. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What
the hell? 248-848-1130, Mark. We're going to do a sports
wrap. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's 1130 WDF and the Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Brad Ausmus, can you stop this terrible losing streak?
Can't do it.
Brad Ausmus, can you get JV fixed and turned around?
Can't do it.
Hey, Justin Verlander, can you stop this four-game losing streak and get us on the right track?
Can't do it.
Can you win a game for the Tigers and stop this horrible slide?
Can't do it.
Sorry. All right. That was my interview with him. He just couldn't do it.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Okay, if you're motoring out there amongst the storms, be very careful, as you know. And if you ever need anything that work on your vehicle, or even if you just need routine maintenance, you know where to go. We tell you all the time. Take it to the pros at XPERT, Expert Car Care.
That's right, Mark Wilson, Expert Car Care. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound. Oftentimes, the same day.
Service everything. Expert does.
I know that. I got new brakes from Expert Car.
Brian made it happen for you.
Brian and his crew.
Top to bottom, front to back, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or something as major as replacing an entire transmission or your engine, they can get it done for you. And if you mention these two cats, Rob's even sitting in front of the fine-looking cartoon that we like to display here in studio. Something cool will happen to you.
That's right. Mention Parker and the Man. And, Mark, not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, but you'll also get a free front wheel alignment if you need it.
It's over $100, no holler.
$100.
$100 in savings passed right on to you. Just for saying, Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care, 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mount and Van Dyke. XPERT Car Care is your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Y'all.
Go get Expert Car Care.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
8:51, Sports Night with Parker and the Man on a Shadow League Wednesday. We're about to do that, but, you know, they have those little polls after some of these stories, the Free Pass one. I'll just mention, I'll leave my comments alone because it'll take all night. We got stuff to do. For the voters that voted, 10% believe it's unacceptable what he said, Brad Ausmus with the Beat My Wife. He should be disciplined, 10%. 13% said, I'm upset, but I'm glad at least he apologized. 76.4% said, no harm, no foul.
No, but you got to remember who are the guys who are...
Yeah, they're nerds who've never had a woman.
Exactly.
Or actually believe in it.
They believe
it. That's why I wanted
to... It's a totally different group of people. The guys who comment on and the columns are some of the meanest, most vile
people. You know
that.
You know it better than anybody.
Mark, you know that.
Maybe in the country. Nobody knows it more than you do.
You know I know that.
I've actually called Rob on occasion to tell him, dude, you're just getting...
And what do I always tell you, Mark? I haven't seen it. I asked Mark to tell me.
No, but you got a pretty good. You like water on a duck's back. You take it really well. There's a lot of guys who do not take it like you,
Mark.
Personally offended.
You know how I always operate. I just don't. I don't live in that world. I know what I'm doing. Very confident in who I am and what I was doing. I always tell people.
I guess
all the
time. Disappoints me that guys, even if you are that guy. That you don't see the kind of Greek tragedy in that kind of comment, how really awful it is, and what these people go through. I know that, look, everybody ain't great. You know, I know we've all been in relationships where we can't stand our significant other, but there's a chasm there, man, that you have to. And in 2014, especially with all that we know and the social media stuff, and we bring this stuff up all the time, it just can't be something that's cool. You know, I was thinking about this.
Yes,
if he said, I go home and beat the dog.
People are cowards.
I think we've lost that, too, because sometimes we're almost more into our pets than we are into the humans. It would have been a terrible comedy. So I go home and beat the dog or I kick the dog.
All you got to ask, you want to remember
see if PETA likes that comment. If he had said an animal instead of a person.
Ask Michael Vick.
He actually did do it, though.
But I'm just saying.
He didn't say it. He did it.
Well, his people did it. And that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, and look what it turned out. He went to jail over it.
I know, and that's what I'm trying to say. We already know that. People are more worked up about animals than what goes on in these situations. Mark, it happens all the time.
Oh, good Lord. I mean, the PETA people, you can't even go there. Don't even think about it. And these horrible stories about these hoarding these cats and dogs all over Metro Detroit.
I saw somebody, you know, and people are mean. You've never been on a highway where you see somebody let a dog out on the highway?
No.
Oh, yes. I've seen it.
I know about it. I've never seen it.
I've seen it myself. I've seen twice
you
in my life.
Watch it happen?
Let the dog out on the highway to get hit so that they could just kind of... Just take the dog to a shelter. Why do you have to do that?
Imagine if you could do that with humans. Just let them out the side of the road, be done with them.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, oh my God, we'd be hell to pay. Hold on, I got to do one thing here.
What is going on with your... No phone calls.
Hey, hi,
I'm
on the air. I'll call you back. Bye. See ya. Hold on.
Who's that, Weston? Doesn't he know you have a show going?
No, I think it's a dude that still doesn't know that I'm doing 7 to 10 in the Eastern time zone. You know how that is, Rob? You tell people what you're doing. You put it out there on the Facebook stuff, and you do this and that. Not there yet.
I want to say this, too, before we go to our
guest. And people still don't get it, that you're on 7 to 10.
No? But last night, you saw the picture I posted? I was at Dodger Stadium last night, Dodger Dogs. We talked about
Dodger Dogs. Love them.
Beautiful night last night. Got to
see the Chavez?
Yes. And guess who? I didn't want
to. Who did they play? I forgot who the Dodgers played.
Rockies.
Colorado.
I saw Puig make a great catch on right field. I saw Matt
Kemp Puig
hit a home run. And, Mark, guess who else I ran into? With one of my former bosses, my former PD from ESPN New York.
I know it was.
Who?
Vin Scully.
No.
Hi, I'm Vin Scully.
No.
Let me tell you about Tony Gwynn.
And I thought, you know what?
His stuff with Tony Gwynn was pretty damn good.
Well, but I believe that. But I think I came off as a little, after it was over, I think I came off a little like a groupie.
Who?
So we're on the escalator going down, me and my buddy Gabe. And we're going down the escalator.
Gabe Kapler.
And I look and I
Robert
say.
Gabe Kapler or riding an escalator.
I see my boss, my former boss, and I'm like, Aaron. Like, and then I say, Kevin.
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, the comedian.
Kevin, I love your show. I used to watch it all the time.
Kevin James.
And he goes, hey.
King of Queens.
He goes, hey.
Kevin Klein. You were Fish Called Wanda.
What? No.
Not Kevin Klein, not Kevin Hart, not Kevin James.
You ready?
Yes.
Kevin Sorbo, Hercules.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
All right, Gary.
I was like this.
Gary.
Kevin.
Dude.
What you talking about?
I do think he's going to have the Croats over to his house for a pool party.
Stop. I was excited to see Kevin Sorbo.
Kevin Sorbo? I don't remember what he looks like.
What do you mean he's got blonde
hair? Isn't he like chiseled? Like
he was Hercules. He was Hercules, Mark.
I never saw that show.
But he was there with his kids. He had like three sons.
Couldn't you have just said Xena?
What?
Yeah, I know you like Xena too.
I wish I would have saw Lucy Lawless.
But if you said that, I would have.
So you know what the worst part was?
You were a groupie for Hercules?
I saw him, and this was the worst part. So we're coming down the escalator. We're going up. Aaron says, Rob, come back up. Come back up. So if we weren't leaving the stadium, because you know I had to catch a flight, he was like, come in the suite with us. You guys could come in the suite with Kevin Sorbo. He was actually entertaining. So, because he works for Major League Baseball. So
who does?
My old boss from ESPN. So he works for Major League Baseball. So we go back up the escalator, and I've kind of, and they're still walking. We run up to follow, and then Kevin Sorbo comes over and puts his hand out and says, hey, how you doing? Whatever. We, you know, chit chat a little bit. And then Aaron says, hey, come on in the suite or whatever and come eat and drink or whatever. And I'm like, man, I'm about to get on a red eye. I got no shot. I can't do it or whatever. But that was my story.
I just can't do it.
I know. I felt like a groupie, though. I did.
Kevin, how do you?
Kevin Sorbo. You know what he looks like. He
comes in right after Kevin Spacey.
Yes.
I thought maybe you saw Kevin Spacey. Dude, has he got like a goatee now? Did he have like a little goatee like this?
No, he didn't have it.
No facial hair?
No.
He doesn't even. He looks like a shadow of what he looked like in Hercules, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he, like, slight now? Because he doesn't look the same.
And John Davis. Don't be texting me talking about I had a man crush on Hercules. I was a Xena. You know I'm a Xena guy.
You know he was sued by his publicist?
Really? For money?
Yeah, he never paid her.
Wow.
You didn't take a dot on him for that?
Mark, I didn't know all that information. I saw Hercules. I wanted to say hi to him.
He went to University of Minnesota. He's a Big Ten guy. Did you know that? That's enough on that.
All right,
we got a sports wrap coming up. We're going to tune in to our Shadow League guy. Tune in. It sounds like one of those. I'm going to tune on by. So stand by for a big 9 o'clock hour. We're going to hit the Redskins thing, too. Their trademark's been taken away. Gone. And of course, they've already filed the appeal, which means we got years for this.
It's okay.
248-848-1130.
Mark, you know what?
I know Rome wasn't built in a day.
You're discounting the stuff that's happening and the ads that we've seen. This thing is going to happen. You keep saying it. I'll bet you again.
Dude, you think I don't want it to. I don't care.
It's going
to
happen.
Lose it.
I care. I care about this. Good people can't let bad things continue.
That's not what I'm talking about. Change the damn name of the Redskins. It's Sports Night with Parker and I'm good. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.